John Baptiste. And resurrecting the troop, Dr. Ben Sertima.
Relationship to us. And one of these men is in the audience today, Dr. Yosef Ben Yochanan. Would Dr. Ben please stand, establishing the Africanness of the Egyptian civilization, but the only word on the
from the Hittites who passed it on to the Syrians. Even I believe that. All of us believe that until Diop showed scientifically it is not true. These people had gone into highly advanced iron smelting in the Pyramid Age. They could not cut those things with bronze tools. So they used air jackhammers. So then they come to the next problem. They saw all of these pictures, and every Egyptologist that said how these Egyptians would have a lot of labor and they would move these big things and put it on the barges. The Japanese tried to put them on the barges. The barges capsized. The stone was scratched. development and accomplishment. They're using the Roman script, which the Romans brought to the French, but we're not sure if they're Frenchmen. It's so absurd, as pronounced prognathism, and I'm talking about pure, unmixed Africans. There isn't just one type of Negro, as they like to call them, but they decided there was the classical Negro. And so they worked out the cranial measurements for the classical Negro, and they said they were 36% Negroes. But there was a large body, almost 36, 35. They conquered them. And he simulated the salination and temperature of the Atlantic. After 2 weeks, the cotton sank. It would have taken 5 months unaided by man to come across. After 2 weeks, it sank. Didn't give it up. He said, perhaps it may sink, but it will remain not blacks. And I want you to understand why they could not consider blacks. Because all the anthropological studies of blacks have been dealing with primitives or semi-primitives or little rural villages or simple people on the edge of the African cultural centers. Everybody does doctor technology. That's why we found nothing of significance among Africans. That's why the myth of their inferiority prevailed. And then we started to find a whole lot of things, not only their steel smelting machines. The same year we found they had astronomical observatories, 300 years before Jesus. It was found in Kenya at Namorotunga, where the Africans were plotting a whole series of stars and constellations. They'd built an observatory with several alignment points. And on the basis of those alignments, they built one of the most accurate white dwarf, which we had never seen in modern astronomy. They not only saw it, they plotted its orbit right. they had a concept of the atom, he said, even though they called it the monad, and even though they had certain mystical notions about it, they saw it as the building block of the physical universe. The conceptions by the early Africans, the Dogon, the Bambara, the Egyptian, were of a world which had primal matter, like a primeval soup, just as we modern physicists today believe, and a latent consciousness which grew to flowering, producing some extraordinary field today. Compared to the literature, They noted, please note, that the Africans have developed their own anesthetics and their own anti-separating theater by Lister 2 years earlier than the witness of this operation. Many doctors in Europe did not know, as late as the 1870s, that even if you perform a successful operation, your hands, the poison in your fingertips will kill the patient. They did not have proper antiseptics. They washed their hands in water. They found the Africans were using sterile antiseptics. They saw how they cut. They saw how they collapsed the abdominal wall. They saw how they took the baby out. They saw how they were hope that springs. after we as educators have created the literature, take it upon themselves to introduce that to their children and to their schools. There are 9 titled journals. Half of them are now in print. All of them will be in print at the end of this year. There are fine things done by Renoka Rashidi. There are a whole lot of people here who've done very remarkable things. Dr. Finch, who would hear tomorrow, and quite a number of other people. I'm only mentioning 1 or 2 because I can't think of all the names of the people at this conference. But I want you to become aware you all want to be blessed. personality type undergoes a mutation over the next 10,000 years. The dropping of pigmentation, because in the ice, in the twilight of Europe at that time, where there's not enough sun that can come through the pigmentation shield, which is necessary to deal with ultraviolet radiation, you have a dropping of pigmentation, and you have a pink Africoid, not yet a Caucasoid, a pink Africoid, morphologically African, allow heat loss in the tropics. So then you have mutations, not evolution, but mutation. And then you find going into Asia, the Africoid within the last few years, within the last queen.
Amenhotep III. She became the most powerful woman on earth for 50 years. When her pharaoh began to wither with age, she filled the void. Kings of Asia bypassed him to talk with her about the affairs of state. When Akhenaten, because of his commitment to the religious reformation, neglected the defense of Egypt, she made sure that Egypt was defended. When Tut was too young over the greatest empire in the world. This is one of our daughters. And this is Tahar. And operation. This is cutting holes, circular holes in the skull. This is showing you the pyramid, the kinds of calculations, the measurements, which were so important, indicate to you their knowledge of the cosmos, their knowledge of the measurements of the earth, etc. This shows you how their mathematics, their metaphysics and their science are blended. All these ideas about the double hall of truth, etc., and the various passages. This is one of the things indicating to you, though we do not yet know fully how they did it. An invention around 300 BC, the first pneumatic organ in the world, the first steam engine in the world, although it did not go into general production. Here is the Black Diana. Here is in Europe now, in wood carving, Isis and the little boy Horus, sometimes the features becoming European but retaining their ritual blackness from the early pictures. Here in Nuria, Spain, right in the heart of Spain, the Black Madonna and Child, Isis and Horus, Mary and Jesus. This is a black pope, Pope Miltiades, who became the pope of...
Hello.
And this is Paul Rooks. Thank you very much.
Let me say this. There's a maroon Toyota van, license plate 808 HDW.